Ready for our starting lineups here tonight. While they go through the starting lineups, let's talk about the Oscoda Owls. They're 2-2. They've only played four games here tonight as we stand. And they're at 2-2. Mike Poland is the head coach of this team. They're scoring only 44 points a game. Not great on the offensive end. The good news is, though, they're only giving up 43. The defense has played well. They have not played the tough part of their schedule yet. Their opponent record's only 10-19. They've played a no-win all-great team. They played a not-so-great Fairview team. They have played Maya, who's undefeated so far this season. They go 56-52 the rest of the way. Key players for them, Mike Miles is going to be, he's got to be a big scoring option. He's important. They just announced Blake Malik. Not only has he got to be big at point guard, he's going to have to be healthy. He's 50-50 on being able to play today. Connor McNichol and Thad Sprague both have had big games early on in the season. They're going to be important on who can be that either a leading scorer or secondary scorer against the Braves here tonight.
Both the starting lineups are all set. The Owls are going to go with Malik, Woodward, McNichol, Miles, and Sprague, while the Braves will answer with Garrett Behringer, Alex Kames, Jake Look, Ethan Hedgeland, and Evan Mochte. This one's just about underway. Glad you're tuning in with us. Kurt Romberger and Brad Allen bringing this one to you on a Tuesday night in northeastern Michigan in the best rivalry around.
High school basketball, 104.7 WKJC, is brought to you in part by Neiman's Family Market of Taos City, Coletta Air of Oscoda, Bay Party Store of East Taos, Auto Tech of East Taos, and Sobax Home Medical of Taos City. We're going to change up the rhythm here tonight. Kurt's going to take you through the our opening tip-off in our first quarter of tonight's game.
Nobody noticed. We call the game the same way.
No, exactly.
So out at center court, the two centers ready to go. It's going to be Ethan Hedgeland jumping against Connor McNichol. And we're underway in Oscoda. Braves win the ball. Quick break. Jake Look with an easy puppy, and he misses it off the glass too hard. Rebound pulled down by Blake Malik. Malik gets it out around up top. Works it around the side. Malik being patient. Good to see him start the game tonight. Gets it over to Woodward. Back to Malik. Miles thought about it. Back up top. Malik. They push it inside, and they turn it over for the first time. Braves down the other way. Up top, Behringer thought about it. Gets it down low to Hedgeland. Hedgeland creeps toward the box to Jake Look up top. Count it. First point of the night, a three-pointer from Jake Look.
He's been the most consistent scorer for the Braves to start this season, knocking down shots left and right, and gets a hot start here to get this one underway.
Malik back the other way outside the circle. Works it to Woodward cross court, and that's picked off. Alex Kames back the other way for the Braves. Pulls up, gets it to Hedgeland. Count it! Two Braves, two shots, two three-pointers. We're definitely underway here in Oscoda, 6-0 Braves.
First thing Coach Poland said about his defense tonight, you got to guard the shooters. They're 0-2 on that, and the Braves have made him pay.
Inside, worked back outside to Malik. Kicks it to Woodward for three. Off the rail, won't go. Hauled back down by Granite Behringer. Behringer, they work it up quickly. Mochte makes a little move, drives the lane. Little left-handed puppy off the glass. 8-0 Braves here to start this one out.
If Mochte can stay healthy this year, that's so important. This team needs somebody who can kind of be a bulldog and drive inside like that.
Working it around the outside again. Malik to Woodward. Back to Malik to Miles. Trying to stay outside. Gets it down to Connor McNichol. Shot won't go. Rebound again. This time Mochte pulls the board down. Drives it all the way down. Hands it to Kames for three. Count it. Three Taos Braves. 3-point shots, and they're all good. They're 3-for-3. We'll take a break on this timeout and be right back on 104.7. Kurt Romberger back with Brad Allen here in Oscoda on the hardwood. And after the timeout, the Owls will bring it up court, led by Blake Malik. Malik gets it over to Michael Miles. Malik works it around, works himself inside the three to Woodward for three, and he counts that one. And that's the Owls' first points of the night, put up by Gage Woodward.
Much needed three.
Braves back at the other end. Mocky kicks it up to Alex Kames. Tough pass, but Behringer worked it down. Kames thought about it again. Gets it down to Jake Look. Low. Up top for Mocky. Mocky works it to the paint and then back out to Kames at the top. Jake Look for a three. Won't go off the back rail. And unfortunate off Gage Woodward out of bounds. And the Braves will keep possession under the Oscoda basket.
This game brought to you in part by Alpena Community College in Oscoda and Alpena, Eden Fields Assisted Living and Memory Care of Standish, Lake Effects Hair Salon of Calais City, and Colvin's Heating and Cooling of Northeast Michigan.
Kames inbounds is to Look. Look waits for Kames to come back out up top. Kames drives the lane, ships it back out to the top to Behringer, to Look, to Kames, and he'll shoot it. Won't go. In, out, off the rim, big rebound, Hedgeland. And he gets blocked on the way back up after pulling the rebound down.
Hedgeland not used to being the one who gets blocked.
Owls right back the other way. 11-3, 4:49 left in the first quarter. Malik, good defense by Jake Look. Pops it over to Gage Woodward. Fumbles it a little bit, bumped into, no foul. Malik with it, comes into the paint. Free throw line extended, won't go. Rebound hauled down by Alex Kames. 11-3, first quarter here in Oscoda. Shot from the corner, Hedgeland. Count it. That's Hedgeland's second three of the quarter. Braves up 14-3. Coach pulling up, shouting instructions from the Owls bench. Malik brings it to Gage Woodward. Back to Malik up top. Malik works into the paint, and then he traveled with it. And that was the right call.
100%. That back foot just kind of slipped on him as he was trying to get a hand out. But, again, these are wide-open jump shots, and not a great job done there by the big guy McNichol, not getting out on Ethan Hedgeland, who hits another three.
Mocky up top. Behringer with a three-pointer. And you can take that to the bank as well. Bingo, bango. 17-3 Braves up top right now.
Five threes from four different shooters for the Braves. I mean, a fantastic job. And then Mocky has the other two.
Malik to Miles. Back to Malik up top. Malik works it into the paint and kicks it out to Miles. Then they throw it down low inside to Thad Sprague. Gets it all crossed over to Connor McNichol. And McNichol puts up a deuce. Good bucket by the Owls. And then a turnover as Mocky threw it away, but Miles couldn't hang on to it, tipped it out of bounds. The ball stayed with the Braves with 3:17 left in our first quarter. Kames underneath, inbounds to Jake Look. Jake Look goes low, gets it to Hedgeland, back out to Kames, fires a three, bingo!
Three-point basket by Kames.
Alex Kames with his second three of the day.
Braves are 6 of 7 from outside, or 6 of 8. This is just tremendous. When they get the whole team going like this, this is almost unbeatable.
Up top, Malik works, throws his first three ball of the day, goes off the iron, and got a whistle for a push underneath. Didn't see that, but there's a foul going to go on Granite Behringer, his first of the day, first team foul. And the Owls will keep it underneath. Gage Woodward to inbound. Looks up top, fires it all the way to Malik at half court. Malik works it back down to Woodward. They get it inside again to Sprague. Back to Woodward. Three ball, won't go. Hits both irons, but nice rebound. And he traveled with it. Going to give him the board on that prior to the travel as Connor McNichol picks up the rebound. 2:38 left, 20-5, 15-point lead here in the first quarter. And two quick fouls now on Behringer as he gets a blocking call. As Jake looked when he set the pick that time, he was moving a little bit, Bradley.
That's a close one. You don't see that one called too much. If Malik doesn't fall down, call probably doesn't happen. Probably the correct call, though, either way. This game brought to you in part by D&M Supply of Omer, Travis Sanitation of Oscoda, Seymour's Home Decor Center in Dallas City, and Oscoda Area Chiropractic Center.
Blake Malik works it over to Gage Woodward. Malik gets it back. Jake Look defending on Miles back up top. Mocky steps out on him. Blake Malik just outside the circle. The Gage Woodward makes a move, steps in the paint, fires up a little puppy. Won't go. Complete air ball. Out of bounds, Tawas Braves ball, 2:09 left in the first.
Woodward felt like he was kind of in between whether or not he wanted to shoot that and just kind of threw it towards the rim. Not the nice clean shot we've seen him have early in the game.
Braves have it now down at the other end up top. Mocky will shoot the three. That won't go off the back rail. And rebound hauled down by Woodward. Back the other way for the Owls. A little bit of pace this time. Miles tries the three ball. Won't go. Lay loose. Mocky picks up the rebound underneath. Mocky to Kames. He'll shoot it off the rail. Rebound attempt by Vinny Frank, but he flicked it out of bounds, and Oscoda will take over with 1:37 left with the Braves with a comfortable 15-point lead. Malik brings it over to timeline. Gets it to Woodward. Back to Malik. Outside to Miles. Up top, Woodward gets it into Sprague. Back out to Malik. Inside the three for a two off the front iron. Easy rebound for Jake Look. And the Braves head right back the other way with 1:10 left. Mocky gets it inside. Couple dribbles. Vinny Frank off the glass. Nice power move by number 10 with a bad wrist. And the Braves will take that. Back the other way. Miles baseline. Rattles in and out but won't go. Rebound. Vinny Frank. Braves get it up top. Ethan Hedglund for three. And they're all going in now, Bradley.
Just a tremendous shooting performance. Really, Ethan Hedglund might have the best stroke on the team when it comes to that three-point line, especially from the top of the key. 25-5.
Malik gets it low and then to Miles. Miles hits the rim, won't go. Tries to save it. Saved by Kames and then off the hands of, look like McNichol, and it should be Tawas ball. But that's not the way the official saw it. The official saw it off Tawas, probably the right call. Woodward will inbound now. 23 left in our quarter. Gets it into Malik. Malik works it around up top. Gets it to Miles. Miles back to Malik. And then back to Miles. All this up top and outside.
Sprague has got to be more aggressive when he gets that ball.
Yeah. Malik again, though, go for the last shot. Kind of tripped. Didn't really look like a foul, but they're going to call a foul. They're going to call a push on 1-4, Evan Mocky. So, Tawas not in any foul trouble here in the first quarter. 2.8 seconds left. Let's see if Oscoda can get a shot off here. Three-pointer from the corner, Miles, and it's complete air. And that's the way our first quarter will end with the Braves on a shooting rampage up top 25-5. You're listening to High School Basketball on 104.7, your power station for sports.
High School Basketball, 104.7 WKJC, brought to you in part by Miles Insurance of Tawas City. McDonald's in Oscoda, Tawas City, Mayo, Roscommon, and Rose City. North Country Signs and Shirts of East Tawas and Irisa of Tawas City. What a first quarter by the Tawas area Braves, 25-5. They knocked down seven threes. They were 7-for-9 on my count. 7-for-9 from the three-point line where the Tawas area Braves. Oscoda scores all of 5 points. Oscoda will start with the basketball. Again, trailing 25-5. Woodward will inbound. He'll get it to Blake Malik, and we're underway in the second quarter. Right side, Woodward. Oscoda's done a nice job when they've been able to get into the interior of the zone. They just have not been aggressive enough getting inside. They get it to Sprague. Kicks to the left corner. Miles for three. Knock it down. And makes it 25-8. Jake Look will bring it up for the Braves. Gets a screen from Hedglund. They go to Mocky on that left wing. He drives baseline. And an offensive foul is going to be called off the ball. It's going to be on Vinny Frank down low. Tried to clear some space, I'm guessing.
Fouls on number 10, Vinny Frank, his first.
And the official is telling Coach Games he leaned into a screen. So it's an illegal screen, essentially, is what this one's going to be. Malik brings it up. Again, 25-8 Talis, 7-for-9 from the three-point line in the first quarter. I mean, just tremendous shooting. Up top to Malik are the Owls, looking to go inside to McNichol, who goes up off the glass, too strong, rebound Sprague. He'll go up and over the top of Hedgeland and score.
Real nice rebound there by Thad Sprague and the bucket to add to it.
25-10. Kames fakes a three, drives inside, spin move, fade, jumper off glass, no good. Rebound comes down to Sprague. And Malik will fumble the basketball but get it to Woodward. Back to Malik, who drives to the free throw line. He tosses it through to McNichol. What an unbelievable pass. Flipping it between the defense and a nice 7-0 run by the Owls to at least get themselves a little bit back into this one. Still trailing by 13, 25-12. Jake Look goes right side to Kames. Back up top to Mokdi. He'll pump fake. Got Hedgeland wide open right behind him. Instead finds Jake Look for three. Knock it down. Jake Look has knocked down his second of the night. 28-12. Right side, Woodward. Back up top, Malik. Screen coming from Sprague. Woodward for three. That's short. Rebound pulled down by Alex Kames. Nice job by Kames. He'll bring it up himself. Left side, Mokdi down inside to Frank. Double team down low. Kick up top. Hedgeland for another one. Yes! Hedgeland's got his fourth three of the night.
Wow, I've never seen anything like this, Brad.
This is a clinic of knocking down open three-pointers. 31-12. Right side, Woodward. Goes inside to Sprague. Back inside, McNichol, who makes a nice easy one. And the Owls have found it that going inside in the zone is open. They got to defend the three. Giving up 31 points already. Up top to Kames. Couple of dribbles. Screen from Hedgeland. Oh, Hedgeland would have been open for another three, but Kames threw it at his feet. Behringer will check in for Mokdi. And any time that Mokdi's out on the floor is just impressive right now. With an unknown knee injury, they're still waiting on the MRI results. So Mokdi being a warrior out there tonight. Inside to Sprague, outside Woodward. Back to Sprague at the free throw line. Left side, Miles. Back to Sprague to McNichol, who fumbles it, gets it on the rebound, and he will score. And that's 6 points in the quarter.
And they can continue to do that all they want because there's no Talis defense down low in the paint right now.
Makes it 31-16, so the Owls cut to 15. Hedgeland open for three again. This one no good. Rebound, though, by Jake Look. Great rebound. Back to Hedgeland. Again, knock it down. His fifth three.
He's got 15 with 4:20 left in the second.
My gosh. Left side, Miles for three. No good. Rebound by Jake Look. Alex Kames beats everybody down the floor. Easy layup. And the Braves back up 20, 36-16. Sprague has it at the free throw line. Miles open for three left side. No good. Too long. Rebound tipped around and won by Vinny Frank. Left side for three. Behringer no good. We have a foul underneath, and I think that's going to go on Vinny Frank again.
Yep. Vinny Frank's starting to pile up the fouls, though. That's his second now.
36-16. Talis in total control of this one.
Coach Poland talking to Malik as he brings the ball up court.
3:34 to play in our second quarter. Malik has it, gets a screen from Sprague, drives inside, goes up with the right hook, and it just kind of disco balls its way out of there. Jake Look now has the basketball. Back to Hedgeland, to Behringer. Back up top, Look. He's open for three. That one misses. And rebound and an over-the-back foul on Behringer.
Yeah, got a little aggressive coming over the top. A little bit of a push. That's his third foul of the game already with 3:14 left here in the second.
The Owls have not had a foul called on them yet.
Nope.
Not one. 20-point lead for the Braves. Malik right side to Woodward. Back out to Malik. He's wide open. He'll shoot the three. Step into it. No good. Rebound won by Hedgeland. Look will jog it up. Hedgeland wanted the three. Now he'll get the three up top. Knock it down. His sixth three already in the first half. He's got 18 by himself. The Owls only have 16. 39-16, Tawas. And knocked away by Vinnie Frank. Good defense. They tried to get it inside to McNichol. Kames will jog it up. Hedgeland wanted the three. Thad Sprague that time finally got out on him. Took the 6-3. Kames in the lane, drives, and he'll be fouled and go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, really nice look there. Alex Kames, smart play, gets it to Hedgeland again. Finally, Skoda got out on the three shooter this time. Because once you got six, why not seven?
Just keep launching right now. This game brought to you in part by Tim and Nick Shermer of Shermer Construction in East Tawas, Coles Appliance of Tawas City and Lincoln, Lakeview Manor in Tawas City, and Zubac Motors of Skoda and Tawas City. First free throw by Kames, rims out. JT Bond will check in. Vinny Frank will check out. Playing with that brace on his right wrist.
Yeah, we'll get our first look at JT Bond tonight.
Second free throw good by Alex Kames. And the Braves just like that back up 40-16.
And 40 first half points so far.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Still with 2 minutes to go, and never know how many more times Ethan Hedgeland will be open. Malik to the free throw line, blocked by Hedgeland as he tried a little jumper, thought he was going to get a foul call. Right side, Alex Kames, up top Hedgeland. Thad Sprague runs out at him. He'll hand off to Kames. Kames in the lane. He's taking advantage of that room being left by Thad Sprague, having to play out. Kames goes off the window from right in front. That's really smart basketball by Alex Kames right there, making it 42-16. Right side, Woodward. Back up top, Malik. Cross court to Miles. Back up top to Malik. Trying to find a hole in this Braves 2-3 zone. Miles, left wing three, it's short. Rebound pulled down by Kames. 1:17 to play in our first half. Hedgeland open for three. Knock it down. I can't believe it. Seven threes in the half. 21 points.
You got to say on fire, right? In fuego.
My gosh. 45-16. I've seen the Braves shoot well sometimes, but not like this. Turned over. Hedgeland with a steal. Look. Little mid-range jumper pull-up. Off window. No good. And the rebound recovered by JT Bond, though. And he'll get it to Mocti. Mocti, you got to be looking for number four. Launch it, big fella, for three. A little short. Rebound, Malik. He goes right up the court outside to Miles. And now Malik will have it up top. Inside McNichol. McNichol straight up and just didn't go up strong. 20 seconds left in the quarter. Mocti straight behind him. Hedgeland for three again. Knock it down.
That's nine.
Three of the half, fifth of the quarter. 5 seconds remaining in the half. Miles for three. No good. Rebound Sprague at the buzzer. No good. 24 points in the first half by Ethan Hedgeland. It's 48-16 on 104.7 WKJC, your power station for sports. Oh, yeah. What a half of basketball by the Tawas area Braves. That was one of the best shooting sprees we've ever seen. They've knocked down 13 threes. Eight of those, Ethan Hedgeland. The big guy who we keep giving credit to. Every time we see the Braves, we keep talking about Ethan Hedgeland. He's got 24 points all on threes.
Yeah, we're talking about him driving lanes and getting rebounds and battling underneath and blocking shots. Well, not tonight. Not tonight. He's taking the three ball to a new level. Let me get my math right. Eight in the first half. He gets eight in the second half. What's 16 times three?
16 times three, 48.
That'd be a lot of points, wouldn't it?
A lot of points. Why not? Keep trying. I mean, keep feeding him. You keep feeding the big fella until it seems like he can't shoot anymore.
Right.
Let's go through the scoring otherwise. 24 points for Ethan Hedgeland. Alex Gaines had 11. He had a great first half. And then after that, Grandin Behringer had 3. Jake Look had 6. Vinny Frank 2. And Evan Mochte 2. The Owls led by Connor McNichol, who had 8 points on the night. And then 3 points by Gage Woodward and Michael Miles. 2 points by Thad Sprague. That gets us where we're at right here.
And these rebounding stats will make a lot of sense to you. The Owls had a total of 8 rebounds because Tawas didn't miss much. And the Braves knocked down 17 rebounds in that first half. So.
Wow. About ready to get our second half underway. Looks like it's going to be Tawas starting with the basketball. This game brought to you in part by Bob Bush Manufacturing of Tawas City and Eau Gray, Murphy Home Furnishings in East Tawas, the Village Chocolatier of East Tawas, Miller and Wilbur Small Engine Repair of Tawas City. By the way, thanks to Hungry Howie's delivering up some fantastic food today. We always appreciate them.
Absolutely. And it looks like the Braves will start with the ball here in the second half. Going to be inbounded out at center court. Same starting 10 on the floor. And we're underway in the third.
We'll see how long that holds.
Behringer pops it in to Look, to Kames. Kames drives, kicks it out to Mochte for 3. Count it! Nice left-hander for 3 for Evan Mochte, and he's on the board in the second half. Malik brings it back for the Owls. How will they answer this half? Gets it to Miles, kicks it all the way up top to Woodward. Woodward loses his dribble, but picked up by Malik. Malik being defended by Mochte. Malik gets it down low to Nickel.
They're
calling goaltending on that, and they're counting that. So give two points there to Connor McNichol.
He's in the double digits now. He's got 10 of Oscoda's 18.
Jake Look brings it back over to timeline, quickly gets it to Alex Kames, thought about it, to Mochte for 3 up top, count it. Evan Mochte starts the second half, keeping the 3 balls rolling. He's 2 for 2. 54-18 Braves, 7:10 left in the third.
15-3 of the night by Tawas. Amazing.
Woodward to Malik. Malik rotates it around the top of the line to Woodward, back to Malik. Shoots, Woodward, won't go off the iron, rebound, Hedgeland, he's doing it all tonight. Pulled another board down, right back the other way.
Uh-oh.
To the top, Hedgeland, count it for him. That's number 9, 27 points off the 3 ball tonight for Ethan Hedgeland, and the Braves rolling here in Oscoda tonight on a road game. Miles in the corner, gets it down to Sprague. Sprague kicks it back out to Miles, gets it up top to Malik. Malik with the between-the-leg dribble on Mochte. Now Look takes over watching him. Gets it to Woodward. Nowhere to go. Back to Malik up top. Malik comes into the paint, loses the ball, kicks it once, gets on the floor, and they're going to call it a jump ball. Possession arrow is to Oscoda.
Ethan Hedgeland has 9 threes tonight, and it's not like he's 9 of 25. I think he's 9 of 11, 9 of 12. Timeout Oscoda will take one with him on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball, 104.7 WKJC, brought to you in part by Ahead of Time Salon and Nails of Oscoda, State Farm agent Sean Clark in Oscoda, Mental Lodge of Tawas City, and the Tawas Bay Insurance Agency of East Tawas.
Shout out to Father Box listening to us down in Eau Gray tonight. Good to have you aboard, Larry, on the big ship. Owls will inbound from underneath the basket. They pump it all the way up top to half court to Malik. And Malik will bring it down to Woodward. Inside to Sprague, to McNichol. And McNichol puts another basket in. And he's having himself a night for the Owls. The other way, Alex Kames' 3 ball won't go. And there was a little push underneath on number 14, White. That's going to go against Connor McNichol. He's going to pick up a foul, and the Braves will get the ball underneath the basket.
Lost in this 37-point lead for the Braves is how well Connor McNichol has played tonight. He's done a very good job finding the open hole in the zone underneath, leading to the 12 points he's got.
Alex Kames fires it up top. Behringer to Kames. Kames drives, kicks it out to the other side to Jake. Look for 3, and You know that one in. I don't got to tell you at home that that one in. Another three for the Braves.
He's got a three in each quarter now. He's got 9 points.
Owls working around the perimeter again. Malik to Miles. Down low to McNichol. Back up to Miles and up top to Malik. To the left side to Miles. Cross court to Woodward. Thought about it. Gives it back to Malik. Steps inside the line. Takes a jumper. Won't go off the iron. Hauled down by Granite Behringer. And right back the other way. Braves transition. Mocky on a run and gun layup off the rim too hard. Rebound pulled down by Malik. And the Owls will run back the other way. Into the lane up top. Nice floater by Malik, and that'll cut into the lead a little bit that the Braves have. Ball gets tossed out of bounds by the Braves. Another turnover, and the Owls will take possession again underneath their own net.
Jaden Oldman, number 22. Number 23, Nick Snyder, will check in. Woodward and Miles will sit down. Woodward and Sprague will sit down.
Malik gets it over to Schneider, round to Miles. Miles to Malik, thought about it. Gets it up top over to Ullman. Ullman and Schneider hand it off back to Malik, gets it inside. McNichol with a little jumper, won't go. And another Ethan Hedgeland rebound. Down the other way, Braves. Two-pointer, Evan Mocky, and he's got a hot hand tonight. Stepped inside the three-point line that time.
They're allowed to shoot those?
And knock down another left-hander. 4:02 left, 62-22. 40-point lead right now. Total domination by the Braves. Down to McNichol. Kicks it outside to Miles. Miles gets it up top to Malik. Malik with the ball. Fires up a long three ball off the rim and out of bounds. That'll be Braves ball.
In the lineup,
Mocky will check out. Vinny Frank will check in. 8 points in the quarter for Evan Mocky. I mean, just a terrific job. He's got 10 on the night after he had two early on. 62-22, a 40-point advantage.
Jake Look gets it down low into the corner for Behringer. Shoots the three and makes it. Bingo bango for Granite Behringer. And they increase their lead now to 43 points. And Oscoda just does not have an answer for this.
I'm glad you're doing a lot of the play-by-play here tonight also, because I don't think we could handle this many knock-it-downs.
Shot missed by Miles on the three-pointer. Vinny Frank back the other end, battling hard under the rim, won't go. Rebound picked up there by number 23, Nick Schneider, his first board of the night. Malik gets in a little trouble dribbling. Stuck, stripped of the ball. And a timeout comes from Coach Poland to try to deny that jump ball. I don't know what decision they're going to make on that.
They give him the timeout. That's amazing. We'll take one with them on WKJC, your power station for sports. Basketball on 104.7 WKJC, brought to you in part by Joe Sweeney at Dean Arbor Chevrolet in East Dallas, Hungry Howie's Pizza of East Dallas and Oscoda, the F41 Laundromat of Oscoda, and Northeastern Window and Door of Harrisville and of Alpena.
Schneider will inbound it to Miles after the Oscoda timeout. Malik has it up high near the half court line, being contested by Vinny Frank closely. Walks through the lane, puts up a Euro step shot, won't go. Big block by Granite Behringer. They're going to call it a shooting foul, though, and say he got him on the wrist. And number 22, Jaden Ullman, will go to the line to shoot, too. Boy, I don't know. You can't say much in a 40-point differential game, but that didn't look like a foul to me.
We're pretty far away. Maybe he obviously was right there to see something. First free throw, no good. But it looked good from here. That's all I'll say. It looked
like
good
nice
from here,
clock.
But he has a much
Clock's
better view
running,
than we do.
Just so you know.
Up by 40. Yeah, up by 40. We're going to run the clock.
Jaden Ullman in no hurry to get the free throw off. Second one's up. No good. Rebound by Vinny Frank. Hauls that down. His third board of the night. And then a turnover looking at the other official. And the Braves turn it over on that rebound.
Yeah, real nice job by Nick Snyder. He didn't give up on the play. He just went right at the rebound of Vinny Frank. And you know what? Vinny Frank can't have a firm grip on the basketball when knocked out of bounds here. With that brace on his wrist. You got to go at the ball when Vinny Frank has it and able to force a turnover.
They inbounds again. Snyder gets it into Malik. Malik floats it over the top. Down to Allman. Back outside to Miles. Inside to Allman. He'll shoot it. Misses. Gets his own rebound. Misses again. And finally hauled down by Behringer.
Uh-oh.
Three ball and count that. And that's Ethan Hedlund's 10th three-pointer tonight, 68-22 Braves.
That might be the time when you pull him. Now that he's got 10, JT Bond just went to the scorers table. That 10th three might be now, okay, now we're going to get him out of the game.
They work it down low inside. McNichol kicks it back up top, and he'll turn it over. Vinny Frank back the other way. A little behind the back pass. Nice pass to Jake Look, and that's teamwork right there. That was a beautiful pass.
Right around the defense. 34
left in the third quarter now. 70-22 Braves. Owls work the ball around. Stripped. Malik covers it up. Gets his dribble back. Gets it down low to McNichol, who put a puppy up off the window to make it 70-24. Long up court pass by the Braves. Trying to catch Vinny Frank. He won't be able to catch that. Ball went out of bounds. It'll be Braves ball, which I don't think they're going to get inbounded here before the third quarter ends.
They will not.
And they will not. So at the end of three, 70 for Tawas, 24 for Oscoda. We'll be back on your power station for sports, 104.7.
Basketball on WKJC brought to you in part by Napa Auto Parts in East Atlas, Oscoda, and Gray, Alpena, Alcona Area Credit Union with 10 convenient locations. Huron Community Bank, your hometown bank, and Edward Jones of East Atlas.
Substitutions in the game.
Alex Kames, left side, JT Bond, three! Oh, it doesn't matter who's on the floor for the Braves tonight.
They're all going to make threes. One for JT the Bomber.
Ethan Hedlund has been taken out of the contest. He's got 10 threes. Nick Snyder, left wing three, no good. Rebound, Alex Kames. 73-24, Tawas. Kames into the lane, right corner. Behringer for three, no good. Rebound to Nick Snyder, hand it to Malik. And Thad Sprague will come away with it and get it back to the point guard. 73-24. Right side, Cage Woodward, a three. No good. Rebound, Vinny Frank. Vinny Frank inside. Hop step. Goes straight up. No good. Sherman Hayes, a rebound. Blocked. And a rebound by Thad. That's Nick Snyder. He gets the rebound. And Malik will bring it up. He was 50-50 whether or not he was going to play, and he's played the entire game so far. Woodward steps into a mid-range jumper. Short. Rebound pulled down by JT Bond. Kames will jog it up. Flip it to Behringer. Thought about the deep three. Cross court to Bond. He'll drive and try to get it inside to Hayes, but just lost it. The story of the game today is not only the Braves shooting in general, but it is the shooting as Vinny Frank checks out, Quinn Clino checks in. The shooting of Ethan Hedlund. 30 points on the night. He has not made a two-point basket or a free throw. I'll let you guys do the math on how many threes he's hit tonight. 73-24, Tawas. Left side, Snyder. Up top, Malik. Back to Snyder. Inside, Thad Sprague. Not ready. Picked off Behringer. And Behringer, Euro step, right hand, and got it with the foul. He'll go to the line to shoot one more.
Nice move by Granite. Power move through the lane. Little reverse finger roll off the window, and he'll get an old-fashioned three. They haven't seen many of these tonight.
We have not seen the old-fashioned three. You're absolutely right. Correct call there by the official on the block. This is well-deserved and one. Foul called on Woodward.
Shout-out to Oscoda girls coach sitting right down here in front of us, Mark Toppy. Relaxing, enjoying the boys' game.
I don't know if enjoying is the right word.
Right.
Behringer's free throw is good. 76-24. Braves by 52. 5:20 to play. This is going to be a 5-minute and 15-second rest of this game. And up top, Malik going between his legs. Step back three. A little short. Rebound, Sherman Hayes.
Give Sherman Hayes a stat tonight on that rebound.
See if we can get him a bucket in these next 5 minutes.
Yeah, JT came in and already powered up both of those.
Inside to Quinn Clino. Oh, Quinn Clino's got to go up. Pass to Behringer, blocked.
Would have been a beautiful assist for Quinn.
James is holding it on that left wing. Behringer in the corner, drives baseline. Dunk it, young man. No good, but he gets his own rebound and scores. 78-24. And that now adds up to 11 points on the night for Granite Behringer. Left side, Mike Miles. Deep three. That one's good.
Three from Miles.
He's got his second three of the night. Kames will bring it up for the Taos Area Braves. 78-27. Behringer left corner. Inside to Sherman Hayes. Up and under. Power dribble back out to Behringer. Up top, JT Bond. And Kames right corner. He wants a three and got it.
Of course he did. Good shot by Alex Kames. He's got to be in double digits as well.
He had 11 at halftime. He's got 14 total.
There we go.
Just an all-out blitz by the Braves tonight on offense. 81 points. Only have given up 27 so far and still playing hard on defense right now. Up top, Miles to Malik. Malik left, running left hook. No good. Nobody grabbed the rebound. Behringer had the rebound but didn't want it. And Malik shoots a three. No good. Rebound to Alex Kames.
Drayton Williams pulled that rebound down, and he gets on the stat sheet for the Owls tonight.
Right side, JT Bond for three is short. Rebound, Behringer straight up and scores.
Basket by Behringer.
And this has been a Granite Behringer quarter. He's got seven in the quarter. 83-27, Taos. Left side, Miles. Thad Sprague. Down inside, Drayton Williams is fouled. He'll go to the line. He'll shoot two. And we're going to get a couple of subs into the game. Kames is going to end up checking out. The subs ran in a little early. But it's going to be 15.
Yeah, we're going to get
Robert
a look at
Jenkins.
Robert Jenkins and Kyle Velasco.
But yep. Drayton Williams got to shoot one free throw first. Off glass, no good. This game brought to you in part by Family Chiropractic of Taos City, TCA Insurance in Taos City, Capital Carpet and Upholstery Cleaners and Restoration of the Taoises, Barash Funeral Home of Oscoda, Taos City, Augray, Hale, Prescott, and Twining, and Northern Power Sports of Mayo. Timeout. Take one with them on WKJC, your power station for sports. Drayton Williams at the line, shooting one more.
One shot for Drayton Williams.
Yep, chance for him to get on the stat sheet tonight. As Oscoda dumped a bunch more players in on that last stoppage as well. So both coaches have their benches unloaded right now here for the last 2:26.
Behringer, the only starter left in the game, it looks like. We're letting him run the whole game. There'll be 2 minutes remaining here in a few seconds. Left side, three, no good. One of the bench players, that being Robert Jenkins, inside. And another foul here is going to send Williams to the line.
Two-shot foul that time, and Willie will go to the line. Yeah, Robert Jenkins said, give me that ball, give me that three-pointer. I want to get on the sheet.
Yeah, grab it and launch it. Let's go. Clock running while they're shooting the free throws.
We're down to 150 in the contest, 83-27.
Drayton Williams knocks home a free throw. He's in the scorebook tonight. Second free throw up. That one's off right. Rebound Behringer. Let's see if we can get Sherman Hayes in the Quinn Clino, somebody. Left side Jenkins for three again. You count it! And you can hear the Taos crowd for the bench player Jenkins knocking home the three.
Might as well join the party, right?
Up top, Woodward stolen by Velasco. No, Williams comes away with it. And they try to go inside, and it's knocked. Oh, nope, not knocked out of bounds. Recovered by the Owls. Woodward for three, though. Up top, good.
Three by Woodward.
Nice bucket. Gage Woodward played a solid game tonight.
Jenkins, Sherman Hayes, he's going to try a three. Little long. Rebound pulled down by Ullman of the Skoda Owls. 35 seconds remaining. Right side, Snyder. Snyder back out Woodward, and this is going to be a turnover.
Yeah,
over and back. We'll see if the Braves even shoot one here. I would with the bench players in.
Well, the only reason I think they might is because of all the bench guys that are
Jenkins in. Open again for three.
You know he's short. Shooting.
Absolutely. Read on Kleino. Kleino, right hand, no good. And Ullman will come away with it. 5 seconds. And Coach Poland says, leave it back there. And we're done. Our final score. Oh, what a performance by Tallis. 86-31 on WKJC, your power station for sports.